"Look what I have for you," Mr. Poe said, grinning from ear to ear and holding out a small paper bag. "Peppermints!" Mr. Poe was a banker who had been placed in charge of handling the affairs of the Baudelaire orphans after their parents died. Mr. Poe was kind-hearted, but it is not enough in this world to be kind-hearted, particularly if you are responsible for keeping children out of danger. Mr. Poe had known the three children since they were born, and could never remember that they were allergic to peppermints. "Thank you, Mr. Poe," Violet said, and took the paper bag and peered inside. Like most 14-year-olds, Violet was too well-mannered to mention that if she ate a peppermint, she would break out in hives, a phrase which here means be covered in red itchy rashes for a few hours. Besides, she was too occupied with inventing thoughts to pay much attention to Mr. Poe. Anyone who knew Violet would know that when her hair was tied up in a ribbon to keep it out of her eyes, the way it was now, her thoughts were filled with wheels, gears, levers, and other necessary things for inventions. At this particular moment, she was thinking of how she could improve the engine of the Fickle Fairy so it wouldn't belch smoke into the gray sky. "That's very kind of you," said Klaus, the middle Baudelaire child, smiling at Mr. Poe and thinking that if he had even one lick of a peppermint, his tongue would swell up and he would scarcely be able to speak. Klaus took his glasses off and wished that Mr. Poe had brought him a book or newspaper instead. Klaus was a voracious reader, and when he learned about his allergy at a birthday party when he was 8, he had immediately read all his parents' books about allergies. Even 4 years later, he could recite the chemical formulas that caused his tongue to swell up. "Toy!" Sonny shrieked. The youngest Baudelaire was only an infant, and like many infants, she spoke mostly in words that were tricky to understand. By "toy," she probably meant, "I have never eaten a peppermint because I suspect that I, like my siblings, am allergic to them." But it was hard to tell. She may also have meant, "I wish I could bite a peppermint because I like to bite things with my 4 sharp teeth, but I don't want to risk an allergic reaction." "You can eat them on your cab ride to Mrs. Anwistle's house," Mr. Poe said, coughing into his white handkerchief. Mr. Poe always seemed to have a cold, and the Baudelaire orphans were accustomed to receiving information from him between bouts of hacking and wheezing. "She apologizes for not meeting you at the dock, but she says she's frightened of it." "Why would she be frightened of a dock?" Klaus asked, looking around at the wooden piers and sailboats. "She's frightened of anything to do with Lake Lacrimose," Mr. Poe said. "But she didn't say why. Perhaps it has to do with her husband's death. Your Aunt Josephine... She's not really your aunt, of course. She's your second cousin's sister-in-law, but ask that you call her Aunt Josephine. Your Aunt Josephine lost her husband recently, and it may be possible that he drowned or died in a boat accident." It didn't seem polite to ask how she became a dowager. "Well, let's put you in a taxi." "What does that word mean?" Violet asked. Mr. Poe looked at Violet and raised his eyebrows. "I'm surprised at you, Violet," he said. "A girl of your age should know that a taxi is a car which will drive you someplace for a fee. Now, let's gather your luggage and walk to the curb."
"Dowager," Klaus whispered to Violet, "is a fancy word for widow." "Thank you," she whispered back, picking up her suitcase in one hand and Sonny in the other.
Mr. Poe was waving his handkerchief in the air to signal a taxi to stop, and in no time at all, the cab driver piled all of the Baudelaire suitcases into the trunk, and Mr. Poe piled the Baudelaire children into the back seat. "I will say goodbye to you here," Mr. Poe said. "The banking day has already begun, and I'm afraid if I go with you out to Aunt Josephine's, I will never get anything done. Please give her my best wishes and tell her that I will keep in touch regularly." Mr. Poe paused for a moment to cough into his handkerchief before continuing. "Now, your Aunt Josephine is a bit nervous about having 3 children in her house, but I assured her that you 3 will be very well behaved. Make sure you mind your manners, and, as always, you can call or fax me at the bank if there's any sort of problem. Although I don't imagine anything will go wrong this time." When Mr. Poe said, "this time," he looked at the children meaningfully, as if it were their fault that poor Uncle Monty was dead. But the Baudelaires were too nervous about meeting their new caretaker to say anything more to Mr. Poe except, "so long." "So long," Violet said, putting the bag of peppermints in her pocket. "So long," Klaus said, taking one last look at Damocles' dock.
"Frull!"
Sonny shrieked, chewing on her seat belt buckle. "So long," Mr. Poe replied, "and good luck to you. I will think of the Baudelaires as often as I can.